Oh, glory to the Lord. This is Rose. I'm Rose, and this is Clear Vision television program today. And I am so excited and having such a great time here in the studio getting ready to talk to you about things that are going to encourage you and uplift you and give you a deeper walk with the Lord and give you peace in your life and prosperity that beyond anything you can dream. And today we're going to talk about having a plan. A lot of times we have plans, but we don't know how to execute those plans, or our plans are not clear. And so today we're going to talk about clearing up plans, having plans, making plans, how to come into the presence of God with our plans and know that our plans will never fail. I love you so much, and I'll be right back with you. Pay attention to the offer that they're going to make you, and I'll see you in a minute.
It's a little book with a big message. Stop talking crazy, talk love. We'll teach you to use the power of your tongue with God's word and watch your life stay in overflow. Order your copy today for a donation of any amount. Write to Rose Ministries, P.O. Box M, Bergen, Kentucky, 40310. Or you may call us at area code 859-748-9961.
I'm so glad we're able to be together today and to have such a blessed time to honor the Lord and to get strong in God and know how to do some things beyond what we already know. And again, I'm Rose, and this is Clear Vision, and you were watching the little advertisement there for our books from Trevor, our product announcer, and I want you to get the 30 Days, The Champion in You, and I'm going to be teaching from that book today on how to have a plan and what kind of plans to have. So often we forget that we have a destiny. We have a destiny with the Lord, and God has planned our life for us, a life that we can have of goodness and blessing and greatness in Him and in this earth, a life that we can be a blessing to other people. But so many times, we have our own plans. And our own plans many times don't include the Lord, or they kind of include the Lord. Well, today we're going to talk about how to have a plan that includes God and to be in that destiny plan that He has. See, God has a purpose for your life. And He wants you to stay focused on fulfilling that plan. He wants you to wake up every day knowing where you're headed. He wants you to wake up every day knowing that what you're going to accomplish is going to honor Him. He wants you to wake up and know that you can stick with it, with every plan that He has for you and the plans that you have in your life at all costs. God wants you blessed, and He knows what it takes to get you blessed. So let's get into the scripture this program and start reading about 1 Corinthians 13:8, because that's the foundation of our plan right now. 1 Corinthians 13:8 says, "Love never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. And God's love in you never fails." See, God has His love in you. God has His love in your heart, in your being, in your mind, in every part of you. And He wants you to understand that His love in you never fails. We walk around so many times busy in our life. We're busy with distractions. We're busy with getting off course and trying to get back on course. We're busy asking ourselves, what is it I'm thinking today, and how can I think differently? We're always talking about what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. And so many times we don't act on what God wants us to do. I want you to understand today that God wants to move you toward your destiny. He wants to take you in this new year, this new day, and He wants to put you in the place that only He has designed for you to be, which is blessed beyond your dreams and being His blessing beyond your dreams. You may have family or children in your life of your own children or even your friends' children that are so desperate, so needing the love of God. And God has it planned that He wants you to love them. He wants you to care for them. He wants you to be the focus that He can put forth to be an example to them. God wants you to have purpose in your life. Is there purpose in your life? Do you have a purpose? What is that purpose? What are you planning today? Are you wasting your time being busy? I used to waste my time being busy. I thought if I just did a whole lot of things that I was all right. And I'd run around going here and going there, taking care of this, taking care of that, filling my time with things, but not working on the purpose that God had for me. And what is that purpose? God's purpose is that you love Him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. His purpose is that you love other people. His purpose is that you love yourself. Wow, that's a big one, isn't it? So many times we don't know how to take care of ourselves. Let's look at Ephesians 1, 4, and 6. And just let's get on into the depth of this message here. Ephesians 1, 4 through 6. God says, even as in His love, He chose us, actually picked you out for Himself as His own, in Christ before the foundation of the world, that you should be holy, consecrated, and set apart for Him, and blameless in His sight. Even above reproach, before Him in love. Beloved, God chose you. He foreplanned. Foreordained means foreplanned. He planned before the beginning of time, before you were created in your mother's womb. He planned for you to be blameless in His sight. He planned for you to be before Him in love. For He destined you, planned in love for you, to be adopted, revealed as His own child through Jesus Christ in accordance with the purpose of His will, because it pleased Him and was His kind intent. See, God had it planned long before we ever even knew of earth or we were ever even born. He had it planned for you to be holy. He had it planned for you to walk in a righteous life. And you can do that. You can do that by getting into the Word of God, by standing on that Word, by loving, by having fun with God. God wants you to have fun. He doesn't want you sitting back and crying all the time and worrying and fretting and trying to figure out what's going to happen and how's it going to happen. He wants you to look, not even think about looking to the right or the left. God says that He had it planned in His will, and it pleased Him because it was His kind intent. That means that it was His decision for you to walk in the goodness of His will. And His will is not that you be sick. It's not that you be despaired. It's not that you have lack in your life. His will is not that you have diseases and frustration and aggravation and anger and hatred. His will is that you walk in His joy. His will is that you might be praising Him. He wanted this will of His to come to pass in your life, His plan to come to pass in your life, so that you could have His glorious grace, favor, and mercy, which He freely bestows on us in Christ Jesus the Beloved. You'll hear me say a lot of times that I talk to people and I'll call them beloved because Jesus says that we're His beloved. God says we're His beloved. We're His holy men and women of God. If you're watching this program today, I want you to understand. I want you to come into the presence of God and know that He loves you. And He has plans for you that are beyond your dreams. See, dreams and visions are different than plans. Dreams are things that you come up into your heart. And visions are things that God gives you in the future. Things that are going to come to pass as time goes on. But plans are how we get to those things. Plans are what you do to get to your dreams. When you got up this morning and before your feet hit the floor, what did you start thinking about? When you got up this morning, before you even opened your eyes, had you had a bad nightmare? Had you had a wrestle with the sleep all night? Had you rested good? God wants you to rest good every night. He wants you to sleep good, rest good, have a good life, walk in His goodness, stand in the power of His goodness, and stand up for Him. See, we don't serve a God that sits back. We serve a God that stands up. He stands up for you every day. And we have an enemy that stands against you. And he comes against you and he wants to defeat you. He wants you destroyed. He wants you wandering around confused. He wants you complaining. He wants you arguing. He wants you wondering what in the world you're doing on this earth. Well, what you're doing on this earth is according to God's plan. He created you, and He put you here to bring you into the goodness of His glory. This is the day. This is your new day. This is your new year to begin to stand for God. I want you to understand, you have God a Father. You have God a Savior, Jesus. You have God's Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ. And you have a Holy Spirit, a Comforter, that can come with you at any time you want, any time you ask, and answer any need that you have. I don't care what the circumstances look like. You might have financial difficulties right now. You might have emotional difficulties. You might have a marriage situation that's just been horrendous this last year or this last month. You might be in a work situation that you really want to make some changes about. Whatever it is, you have to make a plan. And what is that plan you need to make? You need to plan to honor God. You need to plan to honor yourself. You need to plan to honor other people. I want you to learn how to keep your eyes, honey. Keep your eyes and your energy and your time on things that help you fulfill your destiny. I want you to remember, God's plans are for you. They're for you to live life in the fullest. They're for you to have a blessed life in abundance. God's plans haven't changed. God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, tomorrow. He'll be the same next year. He never changes. And in Jeremiah 29:11, God said, I know the plans I have for you, plans for your good and not your harm. See, we have a God that has plans for us. And I have to keep saying it over and over and over, because so many times we have thoughts and ideas and how we're going to deal with our life, but we don't let God direct our life. God wants to direct your life in the plans that He has for you. His plans are that you understand that you are a holy person. You're a holy woman, a holy man, a holy child of God. And nothing on this earth can take that away from you unless you agree with it. And the enemy wants to come against you. He wants to rob you of your children with drugs and alcohol. He wants to rob your life. He wants to rob you in every way he can. He wants to rob you emotionally, mentally, spiritually. We're going to talk about it when we come back. We're going to talk about how to keep your eyes focused on God, how to keep your focus into the Word, how to not look to the right or look to the left, how to stay focused on the destiny that God has planned for you. I love you so much. I want you to stay with me. And when we come back, we're going to bust this thing wide open. I can tell you right now, we're going to get into Ephesians 1:4-6 again. And we're going to look at Proverbs 4:22 that tells us to keep our eyes straight ahead. And Proverbs 4:23 that says how to guard our hearts. So many times we open our hearts to things that harm us. We open our minds, our thinking. I'll be back with you in just a minute, and I'll see you as quick as we get back. I love you so much.
It's a little book with a big message. Stop Talking Crazy, Talk Love. We'll teach you to use the power of your tongue with God's Word and watch your life stay in overflow. Order your copy today for a donation of any amount. Write to Rose Ministries, P.O. Box M, Bergen, Kentucky, 40310. Or you may call us at area code 859-748-9961.
Glory to the Lord. When you watch that little offer on your screen there about the 30 days, the champion in you, I want you to order that book. I want you to call the ministry, write in, go on the internet, however you choose, and order 30 Days the Champion in You, and also the little book called Stop Talking Crazy. Both of these books are so powerful in the Word, and that's one of the books I'm teaching out of today. I'm in the third day of the messages in there on having a plan. So I want you to have these books to learn how to stand on the Word, study the Word, have teachings on the Word, have prayers on the Word, and become strong in the Lord, okay? So now we're going to refresh ourselves on Ephesians 1, where we were talking about God had pre-planned us. God has pre-planned us and brought us into a place that He only wants for us, which is to live in His love and goodness and abundance. I know that's a simple message. I know that it's a constant message that I minister, but I minister it because so many people don't have that message in their heart. They don't understand that. So let's look over here at Proverbs 4:25 real quick and see what God has to say further about it over there. God has His Word all written out here, how we can live our life in the goodness of Him. You don't have to struggle. You don't have to be sick. You don't have to have lack in your life in any way, in relationships, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, financially. You do not have to have that. That is a direct result of us, many times, not knowing how to operate in God's plans for us. So God tells us in Proverbs 4:25, He says, "Let your eyes look right on with fixed purpose, and let your gaze be straight before you." When you have a plan and you walk in God's plan with your plan, then you keep your eyes focused. You keep your eyes right on what God says for you to do. You don't become distracted with anything that's going on around you. Oh, there's a million things going on in the ministry at the offices all the time. And there's so many opportunities for me to get sidetracked and derailed on things. Every call that comes in can do that. I can get excited about something, or I can get despaired about something. But I want you to understand today, you can stay focused. You can stay focused on the love of God for you. You can stay in His presence. Let's look at Proverbs 4:23. 4:23 says, "Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, and above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life." What are you allowing into your heart today? What are you allowing into your life? Because out of the abundance of the heart, life will flow and it comes out of your mouth. Are you watching 16, 20 hours of television a week? If you're watching things that are encouraging to you, then that's great. But if you're watching things that are not encouraging to you, that are defeating you, that are despairing you, if you're watching things that depress you, then guard your heart. What are you listening to? What are you listening to when people talk to you? Who are you listening to? What are they saying? When you're thinking about something, what are you thinking about? And are you listening to that? I learned long ago when I was chaplain of a district jail, 400 inmate facility. I was chaplain there for 8 years. And I learned long ago how Satan operates. He works through suggestion. He wants to derail you from the plan of God. He wants to derail you from your plans with God. He wants to take you on a path that runs you down a road, honey, and it's a dead end. And it'll bring curses and death in your life. And he does it by way of suggestion. He talks to you. He suggests to you that you're not worth anything. He suggests to you that you can't do things. He suggests to you that it's not going to work out. No matter what you do, it's not going to work out. You're not good enough. You don't have enough money. You're not educated enough. You don't have enough help in that area. Whatever he tells you, it's a negative. And God wants you to know, keep your focus and guard your heart. keep your eyes fixed on the Word of God that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If you have children and you're concerned about them, keep your eyes fixed on the Word that says, all your children are disciples taught by the Lord, and great is the peace and undisturbed composure of your children. You see, God has a plan. His plan is to bless you. His plan is to bring you into His love and goodness beyond all you can dream. Let's look at Proverbs 6:18 real quick. I love this word because it teaches us how to live. It teaches us how to think. It brings great things into our lives, great things that honor God and honor ourselves and honor each other. Proverbs 6:18 says there's six things that God hates. Six things that God hates, and we're only going to read about one of them today. And it's in verse 18. God hates a heart that manufactures wicked thoughts and plans, and feet that are swift in running to evil. So many times we think evil is things really bad. Really, we level evil out in levels. We say, okay, somebody murdering somebody is really, really bad. But then we go on and we say, but lying isn't as bad as that. Or abusing a child is worse than murder. God doesn't look at it that way. God sees things that harm people and doesn't love people as all the same. It's not good. And if it's not good, then it has to be evil. So God wants us to stay focused and guard our heart. And He wants us to stay with our minds and our hearts manufacturing goodness, manufacturing things that honor Him. I want you today to understand that you can keep your eyes, your energy, and your time on things that help you fulfill your destiny. All it takes is a decision. All you have to do is stand up and say, Father God, today, I want your goodness in my life. I want your plans, Father. Your plans for my good and not my harm, to give me a future and a hope. Today, Father God, I want you. I want you to stand with me in the holy presence of Almighty. I want you to stand with me in the holy throne room of grace, and I want you to stand perfectly, strongly. I want to read you a little testimony that came in to the ministry last year. We always get so many praise reports and so many prayer requests, but sometimes different ones stand out, and the Lord tells me, I want you to share this one. And this one came from a little gal down in Texas. And she writes in, she said, Rose, I was so discouraged when I turned on the television. I was ready to give up on everything. And I was sitting in here one night by myself thinking about how to do away with my life. The TV was on, but I was not listening. Then I heard your voice. You were talking about the things that you had been through and how God pulled you up so you could face everything. That is what got me to start trying to get back to where I used to be. And you're right, it's not easy. But I'm on my way now because of you and the Lord. I know I have a long way to go, but with God's word and my faith, and the love of God in my life, and in my living room through this program, I know I will make it. God bless you and your family. I just was so amazed when I read this little letter. See, you don't know what you're doing, how it affects other people so many times. You don't know that everything you say, everything you do, everything you think is a seed you sow. It's a seed you sow into somebody's life, into your own life, into your own mind, your own heart. And when you sow that seed, it's going to grow. It's going to come to a harvest, and it will be there for you to reap. We have to understand that we are agents, ambassadors of Almighty God, and He has made us His beloved, His adopted children. But we have to learn. We have to learn how to be that. We have to learn to have His plans and to operate in His plans. And His main plan, beloved, is that we have hope. His main plan is that we have His goodness. His main plan is that we have His love, His grace, His mercy. I come on this broadcast every time I come on to love you. I come on this broadcast to lift you up and encourage you, to bring you to places that you've never dreamed. And I pray that that happens. I pray in the name of Jesus today. If you don't know the Lord, if you've never received Him as your Lord and Savior, that you'll receive Him now. Just say, Father God, I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I receive Him now into my heart. I receive Him into my mind. I receive Him into my thinking, into my whole physical being. And I thank You, Lord, right now that I'm born again. Thank You, Father. If you've prayed that prayer, call the ministry. Let me pray with you specifically. If you have any need whatsoever, call the ministry. Ask for me. Let me pray with you. Ask for these little wonderful, wonderful books of Scripture, 30 Days the Champion in You, and this little book called Stop Talking Crazy. Stop Talking Crazy. I've got a television program on it. If you want that, you can have that too. But call in and ask for these. I want you to know that God loves you. I want you to know how worthy you are of Him. I want you to know how valuable you are to God. I want you to know that God will help you keep a schedule of accomplishment in your life. He will help you be successful. He will help you be blessed. God will help you and give you the Holy Spirit to guide you. He's already given the Holy Spirit to you, and He wants to guide you. I love you so much. I'm so thankful and privileged to be with you. Call me. Let's praise the Lord together. I know I have a powerful word from God for you. I love you so much. Thank you for being with me. This is Rose. You've been watching Clear Vision, and I'm excited to see you in the next program. We're on every week, so I'll see you back next Sunday or whenever you're watching. God bless you. We love you so much. Bye-bye.